Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Ron Ugly is out. Brandon Scott is in. T Mills behind the glass on the ones and twos. H-Town, we appreciate you plugging in to The Drive on Sports Radio 610 Houston's sports leader. I think the breaking news of the day is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is reportedly planning to make the trip to Pittsburgh next week, sign a contract, and participate in the mandatory minicamp. And that is per Jerry Dolak, I believe is how you say it, covers the Pittsburgh Steelers. And obviously after he reported it, Adam Schefter jumped on it, and the NFL has reported it. It is not official yet because I don't believe there's been a contract signed, but word on the street is Aaron Rodgers has let Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers know that he plans to sign a contract and that he will be in Pittsburgh at the mandatory minicamp next week. Now, look, B. Scott, this Aaron Rodgers thing, if you want to call it that, a lot of people call it drama and Aaron Rodgers is holding them hostage, yada, 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 whatever, right? To me, this has been more of a Aaron Rodgers knew that if he signed a contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers, let's call it a month ago, and then was not going to be at OTAs, was not going to be there working out, was going to be taking care of whatever personal issues he has going on, that was going to be a distraction, that was going to be used against him in the media, that was going to be talked about, and so he just chose not to sign. Now, it was talked about anyway, because as I said, he was holding them hostage. What the hell is Mike Tomlin doing? What's the organization doing? The Steelers are better than this, yada, yada, yada. But all of that appears to be coming to a head and an end, if you will. And it looks like Aaron Rodgers at this point, this is not just smoke and mirrors. It appears Aaron Rodgers is definitely headed to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Adam Schefter's his tweet, his exact words, Aaron Rodgers plans to fly to Pittsburgh this week and participate in the Steelers mandatory minicamp next week. So he's headed there now, headed there this week. And the minicamp is next week. Again, I've seen reports. Don't know how real they are, but it's going to be reportedly a one-year deal that Aaron signs with the Pittsburgh Steelers, which only makes sense, right? Obviously, how old is he? 41?
Yeah, 41? He's on the other side of 40 now. Yeah. So literally everything is a one-year deal.
Everything's going to be super short, one-year deal with Aaron Rodgers. So I imagine that report is accurate. But B. Scott, just your thoughts initially, Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not that this is the first time you've ever thought about it, but it's the first time that I think we have something we can sink our teeth into and the fact that it looks like it's legitimately going to happen.
Yeah, and as you were talking about that, I got something up on sportsradio610.com if y'all want to go check it out. It's from our sister station out there in Pittsburgh, and of course they are all over this, as we would be if something like this was happening for the Texans. But in terms of what it means, the first thing that I think about is just the new look Steelers offense. You know, like last year, it was some combination of Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and George Pickens was their top wide receiver. You take George Pickens and send him out to the Cowboys, and before that even, they had brought in DK Metcalf, traded for him from the Seattle Seahawks, and now you've got Aaron Rodgers, and so I'm just trying to envision how long is it going to take for that connection to cultivate, if you will, for it to reveal itself of Aaron Rodgers, maybe the all-time great in the back shoulder throw with DK Metcalf, who is just the athletic body prototype of the type of player that would be able to catch that back shoulder throw, right? This super athletic guy that can jump up and go get it, huge catch radius, again, just a monster of an athlete, and not necessarily the greatest of route runner, but I don't think you got to necessarily be that for the back shoulder throw. You just got to be on the same page as the quarterback. Y'all got to see it through the same, right?
Yeah.
So if they can figure that part out, I think that's going to be a kind of a fascinating connection. And then you kind of laid out what they got going overall offensively. Really good running back, really good tight end, really good offensive line that's coming into its own. Arthur Smith, an experienced offensive coordinator now over the last several years. And so, look, man, I think this is something that really kind of changes the landscape of the AFC now that Aaron Rodgers is officially with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they are a team that's not just mediocre or scrappy or pretty good. I feel like, you know, if this works out, it's a team that you absolutely got to take seriously now.
Yeah, look, it's interesting, man. I think there's a couple of layers here with the Aaron Rodgers situation, and I'm going to disagree with a lot of folks out there. I'll be shocked if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the word coming out of there is Aaron wants player so-and-so to be signed, and Aaron wants to run his offense, and Aaron wants more control. Aaron is who Aaron is. Look, I don't think that people are completely off when you talk about the, would you call it earlier, self-importance and the arrogance and the, I mean, look,
he's different.
He's a rich California kid, man, and that's done things that 99.9999% of people have never done. He's got four MVPs and one Super Bowl, right? So there is definitely a level of that going on. But I don't think he's a dummy. I think he's playing at 41. He wants to win. He wants to play at a high level. And do I think that he went into New York with maybe a certain approach, especially once he got there and realized how dysfunctional it was? Sure, it was. And clearly, it didn't work. And were people right to criticize it and pick apart? Sure, that's fine. But I will be shocked if Aaron Rodgers didn't learn from that scenario. It's probably why he's picking or is willing to go to Pittsburgh is because it's a stable organization with a head coach that's running stuff. And if you look at the move that we...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You were just talked about, right? The Pittsburgh Steelers got him a quarterback, and they got him a freak of nature at wide receiver that, for all intents and purposes, is a team guy and works his ass off. And they shipped out a guy that, sure, has a high ceiling and has some potential, but was a guy that would self-admittedly after a game say, I didn't want to get hurt. That's why I wasn't blocking for a running back. So you shipped out a head case, a guy that had been a problem since he got there. You brought in an absolute freak that's proven to play at an extremely high level in DK Metcalf. and you got you a quarterback. Pittsburgh has made big moves, and now we'll see if it makes sense on the football field, but they've made big moves that should allow them to make big strides. They got a top defense. Now they got a quarterback that if Aaron Rodgers can just play at a consistent level, then they play at an MVP level, then they throw 50 touchdowns and four interceptions or whatever the crazy box score stat line was a few years back when he won that MVP. That's not what I expect out of Aaron Rodgers. Play a veteran brand of football with a good defense, a sound organization, a good wide receiver, what should be a good run game, and I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be a problem, and I think Aaron Rodgers is a perfect fit there. But I think the big picture for me is I will be shocked if Aaron Rodgers doesn't approach the Steelers a little bit differently than he approached that New York Jets situation.
Yeah, well, to the earlier point you were just making there of, hey, the reason why, you have to think part of the reason why he's doing this, specifically with the Steelers, is because it's the opposite situation that he just came from.
Yep.
And you got to feel like, and all of us through life go through this, where an experience, a very particular experience, informs the next decision that you make, right? Whether that's a positive or a negative experience, you're like, okay, this is what I learned the last time that I did this. So now, you know how we always do this when we get older. If I knew then what I know now.
That's right.
Like, how many things would you do differently 15, 20 years ago if you knew then what you know now? Well, you can apply it, obviously, in a much smaller timeline to this. What would he do differently 2 years ago if he knew then what he knows now? Okay, well, let's apply that to this process. Yeah. And with the Steelers, you know what? I'm not going to go to a franchise where they need me to be the savior, not just from a quarterback standpoint, but as like the brains of the operation, because they don't have none. The Steelers, at the very least, got that. The only thing that they don't have is the one thing that you are. You don't have to come in and be the quasi-GM, the quasi-offensive coordinator, and like the, you know, the puppet master, if you will. They got enough of that already going on. You can just come in and be the quarterback that you are and thrive from there.
Not only do you not have to, they're not going to allow you. I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith are going to try to find some middle ground between what Aaron does well and what Arthur Smith already does, what DK Metcalf does well. I I'll be shocked if what he's been through and the fact that he's as old as he is, if he's going to try to go in there and be anything other than, hey, man, I can play this position at a high level. Let's go win some ball games. It'll shock me if it's not that. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers to Pittsburgh looks to be a real deal. According to the reports, he's traveling there this week, will sign a contract, and will participate in the mandatory minicamp next week in Pittsburgh.
The sense of humor that the universe has.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the NBA Finals, game one tonight, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. Styles make fights, y'all. This is not about superstars, even though the MVP and an emerging superstar in Halliburton is on one side, and that MVP is SGA. This is a Styles makes fights. These are both team basketball, a team approach basketball right here, and I'm as excited about watching this series as I've been in a long time. I'm a team guy. I'm more into the Styles make fights, B Scott. But I tell you what, let's do this. We hadn't seen any action to necessarily report on yet, and we're gonna get to B Scott's breakdown of the NBA Finals here in this last hour of the show. I don't want to hit that yet, but I would like to go around the horn here and let's make some predictions real quick and some picks. Let's do that. Who are you riding with? Which team are you riding with, Thunder or Pacers?
I've been saying, man, my heart is with the Pacers, but my head is with the Oklahoma City Thunder. So if you're going to ask me who am I picking and not straddling the fence, it's going to be the Oklahoma City Thunder in six. I got them winning this game one, and I got them winning it in six, even though I got a lot of respect and admiration for what the Indiana Pacers got going on. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but that's where I'm at.
Tyler, what about you, bub?
For tonight or for, like, the series?
No, the series.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm going Thunder. I think the Pacers make it a little interesting. I think it's going to be an exciting series, and it goes six or seven. But I think the Thunder and the MVP are going to get
I'm with you. Look, I think it's an absolute dogfight. I think it goes seven. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder end up winning. But what a matchup this is. I gotta pick the Thunder. I gotta pick SGA, and I really like the both teams, man. But I gotta go with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Again, we got B Scott's breakdown of the finals coming up in this last hour, so stay plugged in.
5 o'clock fire.
I haven't seen all the details of this report yet, but what is surfacing is an opponent here in the division with the Houston Texans is having some quarterback problems, some quarterback issues. Anthony Richardson, quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, it looks like there's a shoulder injury that is that's holding him out of practice. Per Shane Steichen, who's the offensive coordinator head coach, QB Anthony Richardson is dealing with a shoulder injury and will not participate in minicamp next week. Again, it's one thing to have soreness. It's one thing to have an injury, be dealing with an injury. But when you're a week ahead of time announcing that this quarterback is not going to participate in next week's minicamp to any degree, that alarm bells are probably ringing in Indianapolis, even though they did make plans to have a quarterback competition. Daniel Jones, the quarterback that was with the Giants, the owner of the Giants actually apologized for not giving him a chance to play the position well at one point in his stint in New York. He is in Indy. I don't know if he scares anybody, but unfortunately, man, Anthony Richardson is a guy that just can't seem to get away from this injury bug that's plagued him since he got to the NFL.
Yeah, man, for all of the conversation that we've had over the past week about C.J. Stroud and his shoulder issue, man, I just look at this and think, man, it could be so much worse. Whether you think that what we've been talking about over the last week is a big deal or not, I bet you them Colts fans feel like this is a big deal. And that's because not only does Anthony Richardson have this shoulder injury that's going to keep him out of minicamp, but now, like, this is their situation. Their young quarterback just doesn't seem to be able to get past the injury bug constantly. That was an issue and a question mark about him coming into the league. It remains a question mark now going into year three with him, on top of the performance issues, which leads you to the fact now, if they're, for Colts fans, Daniel Jones is their quarterback now. Like, that's their quarterback. I don't know exactly what the path is for Anthony Richardson to getting back to the guy that they invested the number 4 overall pick in and it was going to be their future. I've got no idea what their plan is going to be for him past, let's say, this year, or even his fifth year option and making all those kind of decisions. I don't know what they're going to do with Anthony Richardson. It's a conundrum, probably even leaning toward not bringing him back or not keeping him. So their quarterback is Daniel Jones now. And so you could be in a lot worse of a situation if you're a fan. So
yeah, look, this is a two-way street, right? I mean, I hate to see, look, I don't mind guys that are hyped up or guys that I even like.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.